And Angelica, if you can make a note, Frances, to just tell her the second one is ultrasound, have Jazzy mark it that way on the page. Okay, so I'm going to make this bigger so I can see you better. All right, where are you? Oh, she's got a, okay, she's getting the machine. So this machine, I usually, there's this place called LGS Medical that normally, Lynn Rose has one too. Yay, absolutely. And it's like 100, you know, they have various price sales and what on it, but it's usually like $150, $160. And the last time we were going to demo it, Donna didn't have the gel. She lost it in moving. So you have to have the ultrasound gel. It usually comes with a bottle of tuba gel. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what helps drive the waves in.
Are there a lot of different machines, or are there all
there's lots of different machines, don't get me wrong, but I've looked and I like, you're not going to do it on the doggy. Aw, sweet. No, we're not going to do it on the doggy. I've never done one on doggies. I don't know how to do it on doggies. I don't know the doggy anatomy and well enough to be able to say it probably would work on things on doggies. There's plenty of them. Like, the really super heavy duty professional one, which I'd show you what mine looks like. Where is it? Oh, it's downstairs. I can't show you. I'll show you why it's downstairs. My husband hurt his hip and then his back, and he just keeps it down there and he does it while he watches TV. So it's really helped him a lot. But mine is a bigger unit and it has more settings and stuff because it's gotta be to be, you know, done in a professional office, right? But yeah, this one is
my cousin has one and she wouldn't have the professional one. So I just
probably not. Yeah, she has
be able
one.
To recognize it. So.
Yeah, so let me see what yours looks like, Donna, because I just saw Lynn Rose's one, see if it's the same one. Oh, yours is a bigger one. Whoa. Is that the same one, the LGS? Wow. That's a big one. It's a different one. Okay, cool. All right, let's look at the settings on yours. So you got it plugged in. Okay, and so we want to set it. Let me make this bigger. I'm going to set this to a different view so I have Donna. So yeah, there we go. Okay, I'm going to see if I can see this. So this is... Oh, she froze. Hold it up again because I want to get you to set it properly. And then, yeah, okay. So which one? It's like a little blurry. Which one says time and which one says at the top there's the 0000 on the one. One is going to be time and one is going to be the intensity. Hold it back. That one is what?
This is timer.
Timer, good. And the other one is the
intensity. Timer.
Okay.
CM.
Okay.
W and then is there a per CM squared.
Perfect.
So intensity. Okay.
Right? That's going to be the intensity. And then you have a bunch of buttons in the middle. So we see what those say. Yep. Perfect. Yeah. So yours is more like a professional unit than a home unit, right? Like it's big. It
has sorry.
She's stuck. She's frozen. Whoops. Hopefully.
I'm frozen.
Yeah, now you're good. Yeah. So in the middle between the timer and the intensity, the intensity, it's going to be for
you. There's pulse.
And it's pulsed. There should be something that says continuous. Okay, so put it on continuous. So here's the thing. If you're working on, like with the...
It's already on continuous.
It's on continuous, right? On bones, like with the stuff that been done for like healing bones, it was actually done on pulsed. But this is continuous. With continuous, the caution is you've got to keep it moving because it will generate a lot of heat, right? With the pulsed, you don't. And in some cases, pulsed, they actually put it right over a trigger point. You can hold it for 20 to 30 seconds. But on continuous, if you don't keep it moving, it's going to burn. It's going to hurt. Okay, so just keep it moving. Okay? Yeah, you just have to keep it moving. We'll show you how. So position your camera so I can see your shoulder.
Okay. So do you use low, medium, or high?
Say that again?
Low, medium, or high on this?
Well, hers has an actually intensity setting.
Right.
Right. So if the instructions will say what they mean, it's like, I usually go for like between, depending on the area, it's got a good, it's a shoulder. There's a lot of bolts. I would say probably medium, unless you're working on small bones, like in the hand, you know, the low.
I'll be working on a shoulder too. So that's
all. Shoulder. I would start with medium. You could put it up to high and see how it feels, if it's like, oh, it's hot or it's tingly, but it's usually the number I put it on is between 0.8 and 1.2. I try to get to 1.2 on the intensity, but I wanted to start at 0.8.
And how much time?
Time-wise, you know, that's variable. How much time do you have? Like, I would say between 5 and 10 minutes.
Okay.
Right? 10 minutes is probably, you know, the upper range, and sometimes I'll just do it for 5. Right. If my kid is here and he's impatient, I do it for 8 minutes. And, you know, I usually have to do multiple places with him. So I do shorter because he's got this one and that one and another one. And then, so, yeah. Okay. So let's see. Donna. On hips, can you do it on hips? Yes. Absolutely. That's what my husband does. And on hips, let's see if we can position this down for me. Where am I? I want to see where it's positioned for me. Okay. So if I position this down towards my hip, oh, I can't really do it. But if you think about your hip, you've got the hip and then you've got the buttocks, right? So if you think about the hip being like here, it, some folks it's bony. So you just have to keep it moving more rapidly. But with the hip, there's usually some involvement of the buttocks muscles because they come around and they attach into the hip. So if I'm working on a hip, I'm typically going back here and into the hip, back here and into the hip. Okay. Okay. So shoulder, which shoulder is it? The right or the left? Right. It's the one that's showing. Yeah. Okay. So turn to the side so I can guide you a little bit better. Turn so that your profile. Yes. So you see that she's got at the top of her arm is her deltoid muscle. And then there's a bunch of muscles behind you. You're probably better off. I mean, if you can slide it under the tank top, that's fine. So when you do it on your own, you take your tank top off so you can easily don't get your clothing all goopy, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to start by putting the gel on the area that you want to treat. Okay. So in your case, where's your most pain? Yes. Where's the pain? It's more in the front. Okay. Do you ever have it back here as well?
Oh, yeah.
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 Right, yeah. So here. With the shoulder, I'm probably going to have you do it longer, yeah. But for this demo, we won't do it as long. But because there's so much area to cover on the shoulder, and, you know, back to you, Lynn Rose, you know, I would go with the 10 minutes and maybe do 5 and then 5. But you want to get all this area from the muscles here that are, there's the scapula. So the muscles here that insert into the shoulder, and then the muscles here. Yes. All back there. Right. And then there's the spot where they insert is right around here. And that might be really tender. Yeah. You have some tenderness up there. What about as you get? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then you're feeling it here. That might be referral, but there may be some involvement with the deltoid as well. So you do back there and over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to put the goop on. So let's just start with, let's just start with one of the areas. This is going to be a little harder for you to get at. So let's start with this to get the feel of the movement. And then you can reach back. And when you're doing back here, again, take your clothes off because it's going to get all over your stuff and you're going to have to try to get under it and all that. So you'll take it off when you're doing it at home without us watching. And you're just basically going to be, you know, but let's practice it on here because you're going to be able to reach it better. You'll get a feel for how fast, and I'll show you how fast you should have it move.
Should it feel hot?
It should feel hot, but not burning.
Okay.
Right? So if it's not, then you probably want to go to high. Right? And yeah, you can practice on some other part of your body, like your thigh, where it's, you know, it's just plenty of flesh there and you can practice just going up back and forth on your thigh. You want to put a lot of the goop. It's not like you're rubbing it in. It's actually got to slide across the goop. So you need a little bit more than that. It gets goopy. Let me see if I have my goop here and I'll show you. No, he took the goop down too. Let's see. Oh, it'll, I have a big one down below.
Yeah. Never go hot.
So when you do a lot of this, you buy a lot of goop. So I have a big goop, the big bottle of goop. So when I put it on my hand, yeah, you don't quite need that much. I usually have the little bottles that I pour it into. So as you do this, you can see there's a fair amount in my hand, right? And it's you know, it's wet and goopy.
Oh, it's falling.
Yeah. So you're going to pop it on, but see how on my shoulder it's, I didn't rub it in. It's just there. Like it's really going to help this thing go across. Mm-hmm. Right. So now you want to take the handle and then before you turn it
on. Which one?
The bigger one. Yeah. That's great. You've got a lot of units. You got stuff with you. Okay. So take the bigger one before you turn it on and turn it on. Whoops. She dropped it and she's gone. I'm going to get a towel so I can. All right. So I want you to just practice it without turning it on. Give me a second. I'm going to get a towel. Okay. All right. If I have to go down and steal it from Scott, I will. But so just take it and put it on the arm. Don't turn it on yet. There you are.
It just keeps sliding.
Oh, the camera. You're good. I see it. You may need a little more goop, but just take the head and just start sliding it over. Yeah, there you go. That's usually what I do is I just put a glob and then I use the thing.
The actual head of the machine get hot?
Yes, the head get, not the handle, but the head, the part that's hitting your, yeah.
I'm not feeling much heat at all.
You have it on high?
Yeah.
Maybe you're moving it too fast to slow it down a little bit. All right. So Donna, yeah. So just start moving it. But, you know, what you're going for on your shoulder is the muscle and then the insertion down in here. So just move it up and down, up and
what
down.
What is insertion?
Oh, where the muscle inserts on the bone. And you might see, like if I really hold my muscle tight, you can see a little indentation there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're just going to go back and forth. That's good. And make sure that make sure it's moving, like that there's enough lubrication there to keep it moving. If you start to feel like it's catching and it's on, then stop it, pause it. Add more goop and then pause, put it back on.
Besides the bones on the spine, what other caveats are there?
Stopping it, not keeping it moving, because that can burn the periosteum. And growth plates, you know, in an immature skeleton. That's about it. I mean, it's really not a lot, right? So you keep it.
So what do I set this up?
So set it at, on the intensity for now, set it at 0.8 and just set it to 2 minutes so we can just, you know, watch you do it and just get a feel for whether you're feeling the warmth. Now, what I've noticed is if it's set on like a 1.2 and if I were to do it on my hand and I put my hand, I put one hand on the other side and do it this way, I can feel it through the, you can actually feel the little thing because it penetrates deeply, which is why it works so well, because it's going to penetrate deeply into that shoulder capsule. And this is, we're just practicing in the front, but where she needs it the most is going to be back here and going into here where the shoulder, the capsule is, and there's adhesions in there. And this thing is going to help break down the adhesions, but also reduce inflammation.
So I'm this, when I turn this dial, I turn this dial, it's not doing it.
You might, you may have to, because you don't have anything Pulse. See, it has pulse. Where's the continuous?
At the top, where the light is.
Okay, so that is continuous. So it is set. And then let me see over here. I wonder if you have to turn the time on first. Maybe you have to turn the time and then, so set the time, but don't hit start yet. Okay, so you put it to 2. There's that button next to it. What does that say? Pause, start? Is that the one next to the dial?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, okay.
You got it? There you go. Yeah, put it to 0.8 for now. Okay, now you have it for 2 minutes. Now hit start. Well, put it on you first before you hit start. And then hit start. So, and put it on and have it moving. It's not going to hurt. It's very low. If you want to put it at 0.6 or 0.2 just to start, and then you can gradually move it up, you can do that too. Now hit the start button. And don't take it off while it's on, like while the heat is coming through, if it's actually decrementing the timer. You might have had it on 2 seconds, not 2 minutes, I wonder. Are you feeling anything? Is the timer decrementing? Oops, your camera keeps moving. Yeah, so you can actually damage the head if it's in the air without touching skin too long. So just make sure that you keep it going. All right. So is it actually working, or is it still, does it still say 0.2 on the time? It's not moving. Okay. So there must be a start button.
All right. So I put in, it says start and pause.
Okay. So press that button and you should see, I have a feeling you might have it on 2 seconds, not 2 minutes, but let's see. Is it, did you hit start? Okay, is the timer going down? Because usually the timer will go down. Does the timer still say it still say 2?
It says minutes.
So it says
the timer is in minutes.
Okay, it is in minutes. Okay. Because it might be that, you know, I'm thinking like mine has a 2, the minutes thing, but then it has a seconds thing off to the other side.
Yeah, it doesn't. It just says time.
Okay, so when you hit the start button, did it start to decrement the timer? It may not. And just notice if you feel any warmth.
Well, it's only going by minutes. So I would have
to see. So it would have to wait a minute before you see it go down. Yeah.
How do I know?
So keep it moving. We'll time a minute.
Yeah, don't know when I know.
You'll start to feel warmth. Like if you slow it down, it'll feel warmer. If you keep it moving, it won't feel quite as warm.
Okay.
And that pace looks like it's a good pace. It's not too slow, but it's not too fast.
And so whenever I want to stop it, I have to stop it while I'm doing it.
Yeah, you should stop it while you're doing it, or just let the timer run out if it's actually going down. We'll give it a few. Has it gone down to 1 yet?
No, it just went down 1.
Okay, so it's working. Okay, so it's on 0.8, so it's not at a very high intensity. So you may not feel much in the way of warmth. Just notice. And then what you can do next time is just put it up a little bit. 1.2 is probably the right for that size of an area. Like if it was your hand, I'd put it lower, but yeah. And the other way you can tell if it's actually working is, you know, just do it over your hand because it's more sensitive, and just feel if you feel, you know, if you feel, you'll feel the warmth more on a spot that's not as muscular or fatty. Okay, but that's fine for that. Make sure that you're getting, you know, off this side piece. Yeah, like right there where the bump is. Yeah, right there is good. And then when you do the back, you want to make sure that you're getting that area where you grimaced is You want to get the muscle piece back here and then the area in the joint where you grimaced. And just keep it moving so it doesn't burn. And I mean, the worst case is it's not going to be like burn, like you're going to get this big red blister. If you hold it there too long, you would, but you'll feel it. You go, ow. It's, you know, it's like touching an iron. You know, if you're testing an iron, when you're ironing clothes in the old days, when we ironed clothes, you touch the iron and you go, oh, is it working? Oh yeah, it's working. That kind of thing is it's a quick thing. You're less likely to burn if you're doing it on yourself than if you're doing it on someone else and you're not paying attention. You're just going along. Well, look, the TV's on. Oops. Oh, sorry. I just burned you. That's not a good thing. Yeah. And then it should go to zero. And so start small, you know, start like, especially as you're getting used to the feel for that back area, start it with the 1 or 2 minutes just so you get the feel for it. And then you can go up and you can go up to, you know, 10 minutes total between the two areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then just do it at the, you know, gradually move it up to 1.2. What's that?
So you were talking about like healing bone and stuff like that. So what about for like, you know, because I still have a lot of pain in here from the surgery. Or should I just make sure I leave that alone?
Scar tissue. Get really comfortable with doing the other areas first and then venture into that area, you know, down, you know, down into here. Because there's a lot of muscle there and there's a lot of scar tissue probably from the surgery. And just do a small, you know, intensity, small, like do a minute and just see how it feels and then go a little bit more. But get used to doing it on your shoulder first because it's a little more delicate in here. Yeah. But it's not bone. What's that? That's probably for working trigger points.
What is it?
So if you had a trigger point, like say you had a spot that you pressed on and ow, and it moves around, you put it on pulsed, not continuous. You put that head on and you just hold it there for 30 seconds. I've not seen one with that. That's really cool.
So I have for the pulse, there's 1.1, 1.4, 1.7, and 2.0.
I would start with the lowest, see how it feels. And then if, you know, if you notice that it's working and you're getting less tenderness there, great. And if not, you can always just play with it and go the next time, do a minute on the higher, do it 30 seconds actually is usually what you do. Do it on the higher and then do it on the higher. I mean, it depends on the area, right? So if you have a trigger point in your, I don't know, your thigh muscle or your calf muscle, which has a lot of bulk to it, it may take more than if you have a trigger point in your pect. You know, or the intercostal between your ribs, you may only need a very low intensity. In fact, I'd be careful doing in the ribs, make sure that, and pulse, you can just do about 30 seconds per trigger point.
Okay.
That's more advanced. So I would get really comfortable with the other stuff first.
Okay.
Easiest is on the thigh, obviously, because you sit there and you go like this, there's no joint to worry about. You know, if you're doing a hip thing, you want to do the buttock muscles into that joint. And it can be really great because actually when, you know, Scott started having all that pain and he had it for a while and we actually did an x-ray and found out that he does have some degenerative joint disease there. And his friend, who's a medical doctor, said, oh, you're going to have surgery. And he goes, nope, I'm not going to have surgery. And he just sat every day, you know, and sat on the couch doing it and the pain went away. So, you know, and he'll have to keep up with it. So if he does very high exertion type stuff, he's back with doing it and he's doing exercises and all. But the body is miraculous at healing itself, right? Does that help, Donna? You?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So then it would just be like this, right? Can I just do a circle?
Down, go, it's off, so you can put it on your shoulder. So just put it on there so I can see, and I'll guide you. It's not on right now, so just put it on. Just put it on, turn it on. Okay, yeah. So you'd take it all down, and then you'd go in that upper part. Yeah. and go across. Yeah. But then you also want to do that lower part too, right? And that lower part leading into the joint. So where you were before, down, you know, where the little opening is in your shirt, that part. Okay. You go,
yeah.
I don't have mine with me. I'm going to pretend this is the ultrasound thing. And so I want you to go here, down here. So it's, you'll feel the spine of, it's called the spine of the scapula. So that bone.
All this here.
So you want to go, but go this way, like, yeah, into the, like in an upward movement. You can do the downward too, but then you want to also get in the upward movement to get inside this joint, which is right there, is where those tendons insert. And that's what you want to get the inflammation down and the scar. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's perfect. That's perfect.
And what about on my knee? Can I do anything on my knee? Because it's bony. It doesn't have a lot of
stuff. So on your knee.
Is that going to hurt the bone?
Is it on the knee itself or is it above or below the knee where you have pain? Is it like, do you have a
It's like right underneath my kneecap. So it's like right inside there.
Okay. So underneath the kneecap, look to see if you put that head there, if it actually makes full contact, like if it's a bony area and it sticks out on either side, it's not going to be so good, but that little one might work. That little one, you might be able to do that on continuous and just move that around in that area.
It actually does work.
It does? Yeah. So you put the gel on the same way and just play around with it, but also go down. If it's below, there's probably some insertions of the muscle, especially on the outer part. There's a bigger muscle out there and it may be where the muscle's inserting. So you want to do some of that as well. Okay. Now, if it's inside, like if it's inside of the knee, like underneath, but then it also goes towards the inside, there's a spot where the hamstring come and attach there, and you can do it over that area too. And you may have to do that with the little head. Okay.
No, there's enough squish there to do it.
Okay, good. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. And just keep it. Yeah. There you go. You said underneath the knee, not over the knee.
And so like I have like, so it's like right above it and then right on the side. Like I have this scar because I had a car accident. So does it matter?
No, it's fine to have your scar. And if it's above it, there may be some involvement of the quadricep muscle, which is, I can start to show, but it's the say this is my knee, right? The quadriceps up here, and then there's the muscles down here. If you're having it above the knee, it could be from here, but it can also be from this muscle on the side. And that's very common when you walk up and down stairs that it would hurt if this one's involved. So you could just do the whole area. I mean, it's not going to hurt the whole area. As you get, you know, more comfortable.
Just do my whole body.
Do your whole body. I put it in it. No. But as you get more comfortable with it, you can start to put some herbs or essential oils on it underneath the gel. So you rub, like what I do, I have my peppermint oil, and it will actually drive some of that in. So ginger might be a good, if you had some ginger essential oil, or even, you know, making a ginger compress, or ginger tea even, to put that on there and rub it in. That'll help drive that as a medicinal into the tissue and help it to get the inflammation down deep inside. Okay. Make sense? Yeah, to play with it. And then, you know, we can address it again. You know, and you can show me what you're doing.
Okay.
And if there's any issues, well, you know, it'll take a little practice because you're doing it on yourself. Right, as opposed to doing it on somebody else, so it you just have it's a little maneuvering, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good luck with that! Yay! And here's what I would do before you start it: just write down, you know, the date you're going to start it, and on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your average intensity of discomfort there? and then just do it for a couple of weeks and then just see, or even a week later and say, oh, it's actually going down or it's not going down. But it may not be as dramatic the first week if you're just gradually increasing the intensity. But what I've found for that kind of stuff is around 1.2 tends to be, you know, if that doesn't seem to be doing the trick, we could have you go a little higher. Cause it's got a lot of muscle in that area. So you might be able to get it away with higher, but 1.2 I've found to be a really good number.
Okay. So like 1.2 should be the highest. Should I just do like 0.8 and 0.9?
Now you've done 0.8, do 0.9, you know, just gradually build it up. If you get to 1.2, keep it there over the course of a week. If you're not noticing much of a change, then just do it a little bit higher, a little bit higher. Okay, just as long as you're not burning yourself. Whoops.
Just as long as I'm not what?
Burning yourself. If you don't get it so high, you're going, whoa, that hurts. That's burning. That's too much. Then you back it off.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Good luck.
And can you do anything for migraines? Or don't do it on your head?
Be careful doing it on your head. All right. But for migraines, you're going to be better off with some of the acupuncture points, but not necessarily needles if you don't like needles. But you can do the little pellets, and you can actually buy them on Amazon now. And you can just put the little pellets, but you can also do Korean hand acupuncture on your hand. Mm-hmm. And we have in the elite module. There's a module there. I give you like some charts and some other things that you can learn how to do. You can do referral points from your hand to your head. Right. And if I had you here, I'd be on there and I'd be working all these points, because I've helped people get rid of migraines pretty quickly by, you know, working those points all underneath here. There's one under the eye. If you scroll down under your eye, you're going to feel a little indentation under there, and it can be tender, especially closer to your eye. Go like under your eye in the middle, right below your pupil. Yeah. And then just go across from there. Right around the middle, you'll feel like a little indentation closer. See where I am? Right in the middle. See? And there's a little, you'll go a little higher, closer to your eyeball, a little closer to your eyeball. Up, up, up. Yeah. Right around there and right in the middle. Like if you were looking straight ahead, right below your pupil.
Is it on the ridge?
Mm-hmm. It's on the ridge. And then right in the middle, you'll feel an indentation. That's small intestine 3. Okay. And then, you know, as far as above, these points in the corner here, these are bladder. Not bladder. Yeah. Are they bladder? Yeah, they're bladder. Right in the corner here. Those are really going to be tender if you're having a migraine, right in the middle there. And you can just hold them. You can put some of those little pellets on them. And then, you know, just moving across like right in the middle of the eyebrow. You know, and it's really a matter of poking around and finding the tender spots and just holding. You can hold a light pressure on it. You can hold a heavy pressure on it. You know?
It hurt.
They hurt. Yeah, and some of these you can actually do preventatively, right? So you just kind of work on these points on a regular basis. I think I put a picture.
So what is the pellet?
The pellets actually
What's the pellet
stimulate, they stimulate the points without needles. So it's not as deep, but it also works really well. And you just, they're little, like a little Band-Aid with a little pellet in the middle, and you just put them on those points. Like acupressure, but you don't have to hold your finger. It's kind of hard when your head is hurting to sit there and all, you know, but you can put them on there.
Yeah.
And then there's points on the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that I had put a chart, a migraine relief point chart in your notes, you know, the file that I keep when we talk. I think I put a picture at the bottom of that, which shows some of those. Look like a snake went by. Is that the cat's tail? Oh yeah, cat tail. Show me. I said that and the cat was like, oh yeah, it's me. It's just me. No worries. Yeah, but look in there. And if it's not there, then I'll find it for you. But it had some, because it was when you were having a migraine and I just put it in there. Kitty.
Ow.
Beautiful cat, Donna.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else questions? Lynn, did you have any? Did you get enough out of it? Yours is a different machine, obviously, but you may have to do the high intensity. Yeah. Cool. Anybody else have questions? Is this helpful? Yes. If it's helpful, raise your hand. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Don't let my chiropractic professors in Helen know that I'm teaching this to lay people. Like, what are you doing? Right. But disclaimers, right? Keep it moving. Don't just stop it because it will hurt. Don't put it over your spine, and I wouldn't put it on your head either. I would just avoid that. I wouldn't want to take any chances there. And don't do it on little kids unless they're past their.
Can area here? Can I go up in here?
Get good at doing it best first. Get good at it, and then I'll watch you, and I'll watch you do it without the cream. But I want you to get good at the rest of it and real comfortable with it. But yeah, you know, I've done it. I do it a lot with that. We may want to do it with the little one and just keep the little one moving, because the big one, I think, might go, you know, there's the carotid artery and there's stuff in there that I wouldn't want you to, you know, run the risk of, you know. But if you do with the small one and you just kind of keep it moving right over, there's the sternocleidomastoid muscle that comes from back here that comes and attaches here on your neck. That could be helpful as well. Yeah, not yet. You haven't graduated to that part yet. Oops, she froze. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so keep us posted how you do.
Yeah.
Donna's bandwidth is low, so that's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to put it back on gallery view. That might help. Okay, so Lynn Rose, you feel comfortable doing it now with yours? Good. Yeah. Anybody else have one or have plans to get one? Okay, cool. If you have questions, let me know. Don't tell me. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Take care.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.